And I think the choir moving down and the musicians probably moving down as well. Are you staying? You're moving down. And once again, a very sincere word of thanks to everyone who took part this morning. And we're coming now to our Bible story. And we're going to dim the lights and we're going to look at the pictures that I'm going to use this morning. Remember, we're thinking about the gift today and just the way in which Christmas points us to the gift of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, hands up if anybody is going to go on a journey over Christmas. Hands up if any of you are going to go on a journey. Maybe granny and grandas, aunts or uncles. Two hands. That's the children don't get out enough in a hoggle. Only two people are going away at Christmas. Or anybody, I'm sure you'll be going to somebody's house. Anybody going to anybody's house other than your own over Christmas? Now, look at that. Parents, you need to get these children out more. Take them out and let them see the world. But I'm sure you will be journeying to somebody else's house over Christmas and visiting friends and family and so on. I want to think this morning about someone, some folk who went on a journey. And here's the first slide this morning showing you these folk who are on a journey because they've seen something in the sky that they've never seen like one like this before. What do you think they've seen? What do you think they've seen? Yes? The star, okay? They've seen the star in the sky. These are men who have studied the stars for years. They've never seen one like this. It's moving. It's moving slowly. It's moving to the west. And so the day came when they decided to follow this star. They packed their bags. They put in some food. They put in some clothes, some water, probably some money they brought along with them. They saddled their camels, perhaps, and here they are heading out on their journey, traveling at night, following the star, maybe resting up by day. It's a long trip, very long trip, taking many weeks, crossing flat ground, up and down hills, going around mountains, crossing streams and rivers, perhaps staying in inns, perhaps sleeping out in the open air, who knows? But these men are traveling on a very long journey until eventually the star led them to the land of Israel. And can you see here, this is the city of Jerusalem. And the city of Jerusalem is built on top of a hill. So no matter what direction you approach it from, you're looking up to it. And there on top of the hill is this beautiful temple. And the men head to this city because they know that the star they have seen is pointing to a king. And if you're going to find a king, you have to go to the palace of the king. And the king was a man called Herod. And they arrived and they asked, could they go and meet with Herod? Can you see Herod in the middle? Yes? In the red cloak, sitting in the middle on his throne. And they asked the question of Herod, where is the one who has been born king of the Jews? Now, Herod was worried by that question because Herod hadn't been born as king of the Jews. He was king of the Jews in name only, but he hadn't been born king. Herod was basically a politician. He had been put into this job, and the question, where's the one who has been born king, it troubled him. It disturbed him because he thought, I'm going to lose my job. If they find the one who has been born king, I am in trouble. So what are these people coming here asking? What's their business? What are they really about? Are they spies? Are they troublemakers? What are they doing here asking about the one who has been born king? As I say, he was more of a politician who thought about himself rather than the good of his people. And he thought he was going to lose his job. So they called together some of the Bible experts at the time, and these were chief priests and teachers of the law, and they said to them, where is the king going to be born? And these experts got out some ancient scrolls, and they got out the ancient scrolls, and they got out the one written by a man called Micah 700 years before. And you can see there on the slide, they're pointing to the bit of the scroll in chapter 5, and they say, well, It says in this scroll from 700 years ago that the place where the king is going to be born is Bethlehem. That's where the king is to be born, a tiny village. It's about 5 miles from Jerusalem. But this is the place where the king is going to be born. And so Herod called together these men who had been traveling following the star, and he said to them, "Go to Bethlehem, search for the child, and as soon as you find him, come back and tell me so that I can go and worship him as well." He didn't really mean that, but that's what he said. And so the men went out from Jerusalem and they headed down the road. And again, it's nighttime. They're following the star, which is still moving. And the star came to rest over the house where Joseph and Mary were staying. They'd never met them before. Didn't know who they were. Didn't know their names. But the light from the star was on that house. And they knew this was the place where their journey came to an end. I wonder, did they knock the door? Or did they just push the door and go on in? I don't know. Did they call first, "Hello? Anybody in?" Were their hands sweating? You know that feeling you get when your hands are sweating? Were their hearts going in their chests? Were their knees knocking together? Because this was a king, but no ordinary king. This was God's king. This was the king that the stars even followed. No ordinary king, much greater than any king of this world. The God who controls even the stars was in this, and the scrolls, the prophecies, was in this. And we're told that in coming to the house, they saw Mary and the baby Jesus, and they bowed down to worship him. And they're also very happy, the Bible says. They're full of joy because they are so privileged to be seeing God's king. And they bow down and they worship him. They maybe got down on their knees. They maybe then lay down on their faces and worshiped him. That God was in this. That God was in this child. That this was the Christ child. And we've been thinking about gifts this morning. And you know how they opened their treasures. And they gave him gifts of gold. Hands up if you'd like gold for Christmas. Anybody like gold for Christmas? Yeah, I'm sure we'd love to get some gold for Christmas. Gold's the sort of present you would give a king. Very precious metal, very expensive, very rare, but fit for a king. So when they gave gold, they were saying, "This baby is a king. This baby is born to be king." Then they gave the gift of frankincense, which is a sort of a perfume. And this was a gift you would give to a priest, because a priest took frankincense into the temple and he burned it. And when you burnt it in the altar, the smell of it rose up into the house. The whole house was filled with the smell of the perfume. And it symbolized the prayers of God's people going up to God. This baby wasn't just a king. This baby was also a priest. And the third present was a gift called myrrh. M-Y-R-H-H. A strange word. Again, a kind of a perfume, an ointment. And this was used on dead bodies. That's a terrible gift, surely, to bring to a newborn baby. But this was a sign that this was the child who was born to die. And even so early, even though he's so young, his death is being thought about. A death that eventually would come on the cross when Jesus in Jerusalem would pay for sins, for your sins and for mine. So the men present these gifts. But God warns them in a dream. They've gone away. They've had their night's sleep. And during the night's sleep, they're warned, don't be going back to that man Herod. He's bad news. He'll try to kill this child. And so they go home by another route that didn't go through Jerusalem. And it's good to be listening to the Lord. Sometimes God takes us one way, sometimes God takes us another way. God's word is a lamp to our feet and a light for our paths. We've got to be listening to what God is saying. So the men went home a different way. And Joseph, the child's human father, Joseph is also warned in a dream, get up, take the child and his mother to Egypt and stay there until I return. Herod is planning to kill the baby Jesus. And Herod was afraid that if Jesus became king, he would lose his job. He would no longer be king. And lots of people are afraid when they hear of the coming of Jesus and they strike out in different ways. And Joseph got up and Mary and he headed off in safety. And they went down into Egypt for a number of years, I think about 4 years. And eventually when they came back again, that also was fulfilling a prophecy, the prophecy of Hosea, who hundreds of years before had said, out of Egypt have I called my son. So girls and boys, you're familiar with that story, I'm quite sure, and we've reminded you of the details of it today. Let me just end with a number of questions. Do you believe in the God who controls the stars, who made the stars, and who made you too? Do you believe in that God? Do you believe in this God who keeps his word? 700 years before, he had said the Christ child would be born in Bethlehem. And here the Christ child is born in Bethlehem. God sees the past, he sees the present, he sees the future. Do you believe in the God who keeps his word? Do you believe Jesus is God's king, sent to take your sins in his death on the cross? And the star was the sign that this was no ordinary child. Have you asked him to save you from your sins? Have you worshipped him as the wise men worshipped him, bringing wonder, love, and praise, and giving your very life to serve him? Are you living close to him, obeying him, following him, living a life that is clean to the praise and glory of his name? The Bible story is the story of the wise men seeking and finding Jesus, worshiping and serving Jesus, obeying and pleasing Jesus. I wonder, are you a wise man or a foolish man? Are you a wise woman or a foolish woman? Because wise men follow Jesus. The fools don't. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for this reminder today of the wise men who followed the star that led them to Jesus Christ. We thank you that along the way they read the Bible and they found that the child would be born in Bethlehem. And we thank you that in Bethlehem, the city of David, Jesus was there. Help us, Lord, likewise to see Jesus, to believe in Jesus, to ask Jesus to forgive us our sins, to be Lord and King of our lives. Help us, Lord, we pray, to be part of his kingdom. And our Father, we pray that we might serve him as priests that bring glory to his name. And these things we pray in his name. Amen.